Josh, quick update.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be...
Hillary Clinton going to speak at around 9:30. We'll carry it live.
Any thoughts, anticipation on what it might
be? Well, it'll presumably be a concession speech.
Nothing about... recounts or I don't know.
I'd be really surprised if she's
gonna grit
that.
Her teeth so hard during that where she's just I'm very excited for my opponent and as one of her molars just pops on camera.
Could we have a Bud Dwyer situation?
Whoa! No! My,
what?
Don't even put that out into the ether.
I shouldn't have said that.
God! Who even goes there?
Jeez. Bud Dwyer.
Google that if you don't.
Don't Google it.
Don't watch it.
Bud Dwyer took his own life.
Oh, okay.
In a press conference with a gun.
Hey, man, nice shot.
It was horrific, and Mike's just sometimes doesn't have any couth.
Boy, you better. Mike, she's still powerful. Just a heads up. She still has power, okay? So I'd tell you what, if you could text Moose, tell him you love him. So there's some other stuff going on, obviously, around the election. We got ourselves a new mayor. Congratulations to Catherine Pugh.
Congratulations.
Californians voted themselves on Proposition 60, which isn't the legal weed. Mike, this is the one that should interest you. This is the one where adult film stars do not have to strap up anymore. That's right. Rejected a ballot proposition that would have required porn film actors to wear condoms in all of their sex scenes. That has been shot down.
I tell you what, I will, if I'm going, you know, through my 1230 time and just, you know, sifting through stuff.
That's gross we do that at the same time.
I usually pass. I'll go to the next one. Am I alone there?
I am 100% with you. I'm with you, Mike. All right. I like to watch them just roll the dice the way we're not able to. I have to live vicariously through them. Here. And let's also not forget about the other big one from the election, Proposition 64, again out in Cali, where it's now legal recreational use of marijuana. So I guess all those dispensaries out there, you had to go in there and talk to a dude that was in a Zeppelin t-shirt and a lab coat saying, I've got split ends and trouble sleeping. Here's some weed. You can now just walk in there and be like, give me a pound of that sweet Chiba. I'm having friends over. 410-338-1098. Let's talk to you. Let's go to Ryan in Rosedale. Ryan, good morning, bud.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Lynn Dunham is gone. Where is she now?
Yeah, is she gone? Where? Any? Mike, we got eyes on Lena Dunham?
We got eyes on her because I'm just...
Twitter.
I mean, that's the other thing we haven't really even addressed. All the people that said they were going to move to Canada. Let's see how many really go.
Mike, you just mentioned Twitter. I assume Trump's going to have to get rid of his Twitter account for...
Yeah, that's another thing.
For when he becomes president. How will he deal with that? Maybe he'll keep it.
He'll just hold a press conference every day.
He reactivates his MySpace.
He won't be tweeting. He'll just be press... They said that they're going to now... Like, because of his love for the camera and his love for the medium being out there, that you're going to see way more of him than you have any other president because, like Spiegel just said, he's kind of addicted to it, the attention. And that it's almost going to be like the new fireside chats like FDR did back in the day, but his will be like these little mini press conference type things.
Yeah, hashtag gatherings and whatever. Yeah, you're right, because, I mean, in recent memory, Obama was the most forward-facing, online, doing the late-night talk shows. That's what I'm waiting for. Is Trump going to hit up the Kimmels and the Fallons and the Seth Meyers of the world? Is he going to...
Will they have him?
Will they have? I mean, if I'm them, hell yeah! Talk about a ratings boon. Oh my
but
it, god!
Will your beliefs get in the way of that?
I don't know. I'm going to tell
you
what.
Will your stance get in the way of that?
You know, he goes on Fallon first because Fallon gave him that nice little head rub.
Fallon always plays it straight down the middle, which is smart. Why would you not play it? Not play it any other way? This is why when I see all these celebrities that don't play it down the middle, I go, "What are you doing?" You're inherently alienating possibly 50% of your audience.
And speaking of that, I heard an interview with the guys that produce Behind Two Ferns. And they were asked, you know, why didn't you do one with Trump? And they're like, oh, we refuse to be in the same room with Trump.
Jesus.
I'm like, you're missing out on a great, I mean, I'm sure, whatever, it might be mediocre.
That's
but
what I mean. Their beliefs got in the way. Right
it could
there.
Have been a great two-part series because the Clinton one was out of this world good, and you could have had him, skewered him also, but because of your political beliefs, you couldn't entertain us.
Lena Dunham's last tweet, 16 hours ago, says, I love you all. Tonight we make history. I may or may not wear a bow.
She makes history by being the first person ever to finish an entire Pizza Hut Meat Lovers XL on her own.
Go about Lady Gaga. She was big on the... go ahead,
yeah.
Go to the phones.
God, you're right, dude. No, listen.
Well, there's a lot of them. I mean, what are they all... I mean, they got to be...
Well, think about all the people that went and performed for free over these past couple of weeks between Jay-Z, Beyonce, Gaga, Bon Jovi, it was Springsteen, everyone else that was up there. All that dog and pony show didn't do squat. And it did none of it. You tried to have like your own South by Southwest. You tried to have your own Bonnaroo at half of these gatherings, and it didn't do nothing. And meanwhile, Holmes just brings out Uncle Ted, and the next thing you know, he's the next president. Let's go to take one more here. Let's go to William in Hamden. William, good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Hey, Josh, did you see the entire press conference of Trump at 2:40 in the morning?
I listened to the whole thing while I was driving to work.
Here at the end where he said that there was going to be no more free library loans and gas will be a privilege, not a right.
No more free
napkins at McDonald's.
No, I didn't hear that.
Sriracha is a controlled substance.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. Wow.
No, I missed that.
Wait a minute. Sriracha?
No.
Not the sriracha.
No.
Not the sriracha.
No.
Anything about guacamole? Anything about guacamole?
Anything about guac?
No more guacamole.
Son of
illegal. No more avocados.
Well, they come from Mexico, right? So I would imagine. Oh, maybe California.
We're done putting that green goop on our quesadillas.
Mexican guac.
We're done with it all.